well, gee, Becky, what kind of person takes a job without finding out if they get off for Halloween first? Well, can't Mark call in sick? What do you mean that's lying? Where were you raised? No, I don't want him to get fired. Well, maybe next year then. Yeah, me too. Bye.
Halloween. Listen, your mom's really bummed out, and I'm gonna try and help her get back her Halloween spirit. You wanna help?
Not interested.
I'll give you $20.
Interested.
Okay, here's the plan. And we just want to get a rise out of her. So one thing that usually
please,
always...
Please, Jackie. I think I know how to scare my mother.
Hey, happy Halloween! Did you see the great pumpkin last night?
No, Dan wore pajamas.
Hey, Roseanne, did you see this? Evidently in Nebraska, where they grow corn for various corn products, there has been a rash of farmers losing body parts in threshing machines. Oh, God, that's an ear!
Give it up, Jackie. Oh, man. Oh, Jackie. What did you do with the inside of the pumpkin?
I put it down the garbage disposal. That wasn't good.
No, Jackie, that wasn't good.
Oh, man. Ugh. Turn that light on, will you?
Let me put it this way.
Oh, come on, Rosie. I built that great costume for us. You'll play a few tasteless pranks on people. Everything will be fine once we get down to the lodge party.
I ain't going.
What? This is our special day. I mean, I know you're upset about Becky, but...
Oh, it's not just Becky. It's everything. After what we've been through this year, I just don't feel like putting on some stupid costume and partying.
See, it ain't so, Rose.
I don't know, just all of a sudden mooning the retirement home and stuffing dead fish through people's mail slots just seems somehow childish.
I know what you're doing.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, man, this is going to be big. So what's it going to be, like a prank in the whole lodge? Don't tell me. I don't want to be surprised.
Oh, please let me tell you, Dan.
All right, tell me. Don't tell me. Okay, tell me.
Okay, here's a hint. It starts off with you being really disappointed. Oh, darn, I gave away the ending.
Okay, I believe you.
Give me another hint.
It's nice to see you in a skirt for a change.
All right, I'm out of here.
Hey, wait. Your brother's in the kitchen. He needs a ride.
Trick or treat!
Hi. Well, you guys are real scary. I'm sure scared here. Happy Halloween. Nice night. See ya.
How come he can't just get there by himself?
Because you're his big sister. You're going to drive him over there, you're going to wheel him in, and then you're going to lean him against a wall.
Fine, then I'm out of there.
How am I going to get home?
Your dad will pick you up after the lodge party. Okay, let me hear your line.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and nice Chianti.
Perfect, let's go.
And remember, Darlene, when you put him in the back seat, face up. Whoa, what grade are you in?
I am the ghost of Halloween past.
Okay, here's your snippet.
Do not toy with me, Roseanne Connor.
How the hell did you get in here?
Tonight, the ghosts of Halloween past, present, and future will come to renew in you the joys of the Halloween spirit. You must come with me, now.
Who's under that sheet? Is that you, Fisher?
Do not look under the sheet!
Well, you want me to go with you, right? How do I know that you really are some evil and terrifying spirit from beyond the grave and not just some ordinary creep, huh, Casper?
Okay, look under the sheet.
I'll get my purse. I want to know where you're taking me.
We must travel back to where it all began.
Okay. Wow, cool trip.
You are now at the center of all time. You must travel back 39 years.
I hope you have a tram or something.
As you shall see, the spirit of Halloween was with you from birth.
Hey, that's me and my little bassinet. There's Mom hovering over me. You know, until I was about one, I thought she was just some huge, annoying mobile. Look, and I'm in my bunny suit. I hated that bunny suit.
You love your little bunny suit, don't you? Yes. Your first Halloween. It's such a happy holiday, full of magic and make-believe.
Man, she wasn't even cool for the 50s.
Rosie, sweetheart,
doctor. Ow!
Though crude, this early prank laid the foundation for a brilliant career.
You shouldn't eat that, Jackie.
Hey, you're not the boss of me, Roseanne.
All right.
Why shouldn't I eat it?
Well, everybody knows I put poison and razor blades in those. Better give it to me.
That's stupid. That's not really true.
See? It's okay. Well, yes, you're right.
I used to sell that candy back to her later.
And how could you forget? It was Halloween that brought a kindred spirit into your life.
Hey, Roseanne.
Hey, Cindy, how's it going?
So what are you supposed to be?
Oh, I'm Ginger from Gilligan's Island. You know, if they never found the island. What are you?
I'm a princess.
Oh, a princess. I get it.
This is my date, Dan Connor.
How's it going? Oh, yeah, Ginger, if they didn't find the island. Great costume.
Thanks. So, Roseanne, why aren't you dancing tonight?
Oh, I didn't feel like it. I'm just running the apple bob. Come on, Cindy, give it a try. I'll let you go free.
Well, all right. Hold this.
What do you give me to hold her there a couple minutes?
Oh, it's so funny. Oh, my God!
Do you really not want to dance?
Depends.
Oh, he never knew what hit him.
And so, Roseanne Connor, we have seen the importance of the Halloween spirit you have since abandoned. And now we must return.
Well, wait, there's other stuff I want to see. Like, this one time I took this coonskin cap and I put on my skateboard and I pushed it out into traffic and yelled, "Look out for my dogs!" I'd love to see that twice.
A dream.
I am the ghost of Halloween present.
No, you're not. You're some great big piece of candy corn.
Jeez, I get this all the time. Look, I'm a symbol of Halloween. Halloween, candy corn, end of story. Let's go.
Okay, but I hope nobody sees us together because I'm supposed to be on Slim Fast.
It was a cold dark night. We caught on in a flash. He did them on.
I'm sorry, Jackie. I'm not going in the ladies' room. You're just going to have to hold it.
Got to go sometime, Dan.
Maybe you should just try slowing down at the bar.
Don't tell me what to do, Dan. I'm doing you a favor just wearing this thing.
Oh, yeah, like I'm sure the real Marie Antoinette drank so much beer.
So this is it? You bring me to the lodge? Isn't there anything about my life I could learn in Hawaii?
Just watch and learn.
No, I'm not going to let you see Fisher. You're just going to get ticked off if he's still talking to that Indian girl.
Fine, then angle me towards the punch. Well? Oh.
Having fun?
Oh, I love being wedged under Dan's armpit while you're hanging out with Pocahontas over there.
She just came up to say hello. What was I supposed to do, be rude?
You know that this plays with a lot of trust issues that I have.
This is about last night, isn't it? All I said was I love you.
But it doesn't count if you say it during sex.
What difference does it make when I say
it? Because you're completely out of control. You can say anything. You want to know some of the other things that you said?
No.
Hey, guys, can I say something?
Dan, do you mind? This is private.
Who wants to shake my hand? Oh, come on. Somebody wants to shake it.
Whoa!
It's called a joy buzzer. Yeah. That was just me playing a prank. You know how Roseanne's always playing Halloween pranks? Well, that was one of mine. That was a Halloween prank.
Got it, Krista.
She do the joy buzzer thing? Oh, I sure do, Miss Roseanne.
Me too.
Yeah, I thought she'd be here by now.
Doesn't feel like Halloween without her, you know?
So is this the part where I'm supposed to get all weepy and say I wish I would have gone to the party?
No.
Don't you get it? You've ruined the holiday for all your friends. They need you.
On the other hand, at least we don't have to eat those god-awful pumpkin cookies she made.
Boy, she bakes once a year. You'd think it wouldn't taste like grout.
Some of those pranks of hers, they aren't even funny. They're just plain mean.
Yeah, but now they have to laugh like they're funny, or she throws a tantrum, acts like a baby.
I do not. Defend me, Dan.
Hey, live with a woman. All I'm saying.
Hey, what is this supposed to teach me?
I'm sorry you weren't supposed to hear that. Well, time's up. Let's go.
Oh, wait a minute. You think I was so hard to live with before, buddy. Just wait till you get home.
He can't hear you.
Oh, yeah? Dan!
Ooh. Anybody else get a chill?
I am the ghost of Halloween future.
Oh. Okay.
Come with me.
Where are you taking me?
You are there. You have already stepped into the future. Now you must see what will happen if you continue to deny the Halloween spirit.
Remember when this used to be a coolest house on Halloween?
Yeah, before Mrs. Connor went through the change.
Happy Halloween, boys.
Wow, mini toothpaste.
And floss.
Now, you boys remember that Halloween is a holiday of fun and treats. Not a celebration of Satan. Excuse me, my game hens are ready. Man, what happened to me?
Come, you must see it all.
Remember, darling, there is nothing like a game hen for Halloween to really please your man.
Yeah, I'm chopping vegetables, Mom, just like you taught me.
Oh, my goodness, Darlene!
See, it's just a joke, Mom. Remember? Jokes?
Darlene, there are people on this earth who have chopped off their arms who would not find that at all amusing.
Roseanne, I'm leaving you.
But why? Didn't I keep the house clean enough? Wasn't I a good cook?
It's not that. It's just that you bore me.
Don't leave me, Dan. I try the best I can, but I'm only a woman. Oh, God, Dan. Lever! Lever! Oh my God, I become what I hate most.
Not yet. You must go farther into the future to see where this path will lead you.
I don't want to.
You grew to be an elderly, divorced woman, living with your spinster sister.
Oh my God, I'm living with Jackie? I don't want to see any more.
Come on, Roseanne, we don't want to be late.
All right, Jackie, I'm all set.
Why is my mother here?
That's not your mother, Roseanne. That's you.
I'm sorry, too.
Rosie, thank God.
Hey. Yeah, hey, everybody. Well, I just couldn't stay home one more second feeling sorry for myself when I knew that all you guys were down here missing me so much and saying such really, really nice things about me.
Yeah, you know how much we love you, honey.
Yeah. You know, Crystal, I brought a whole trunk load of my pumpkin cookies for you. And I've got something for you later, Dan.
Well, I'm so glad you came, Roseanne.
Want to shake my hand?
Oh, I'll do that later, but first I want to show you all my torch. Anybody got a light?
So, this the whole thing? This is what we've been waiting for?
Oh, no, Dan, no. This is what you've been waiting for.
Turn that light on, will you? Handball?
Clear.
Stump the band?